a gap, I guess what you call them up here, this highway runs through Rayburn Gap, and you spend the time up there. I think that's what you're talking about.
Let's see, if you were in the mountains standing on the edge of a sheer drop, you might be standing on the edge of a...
cliff.
What do you call a structure where boats stop and upon which freight is unloaded?
Dock. That may not be correct down in your country, but that's what we call it.
A stream runs along and then there's a sharp drop. What do you call it?
Falls.
Would you name several different kinds of paved roads according to what they're made out of?
You see, we got this concrete and this blacktop and brick.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only ones I can think of right now.
Well, is concrete light colored?
Yeah, just lighter colored, of course.
Oh, okay. If a person doesn't live on the main road, he might live on a
side road.
What do you call a road that goes from the public road up to a house?
A farm road.
What do you call a road that goes from the barn to the pasture?
A plantation road.
And what do you call a road that's lined with trees that might go up to a house?
Well, I think you call that an avenue, but I...
But that's not a current term?
No.
Okay. A boy picked up something heavy off the ground and he...
threw it.
All right. And what might this thing be?
Well, now, you'll probably, this stuff in this country, we throw a rock down your country, they chunk it something.
That's right.
They don't have rocks and pick up a chunk of day.
If you ring the doorbell at a friend's house and there's no answer, you might say, oh well, I guess he isn't. Okay. Or he isn't at?
Home.
Okay. Would you ever say he isn't to home?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What does a cow give?
You talking about milk? Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if a person likes to put this on his cereal, he likes his cereal what milk? He likes his cereal.
Oh, you talking about whole milk or cream or?
I'm talking about the preposition. If a person likes to put cereal on his milk, he likes his cereal what milk?
Milk.
Okay.
Right.
And if he doesn't like it on his cereal, he likes his cereal
without milk.
Okay. He wasn't walking away from me. He was coming
toward me.
If you saw a friend that you hadn't seen for a long time, you might come home and tell your wife, guess who I ran
into.
If the father is named Tom and the child is also named Tom, then you might say the child was what after his father? Named for his father. Okay. Yes. A four-legged animal that barks is a
dog.
What's a call to a dog to attack something?
Sitting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call a dog of mixed breed?
Well, just a mongrel. It's.
Okay, would you ever call him a cur?
Well, we don't use the word cur too much as mongrel, you just call him a dog usually.
Okay. Did the dog bite the boy? Yes, the boy was
bitten.
Okay. What's an animal that gives milk?
Cow, goat.
Okay. And the male is, if we talk, a cow.
A bull.
Okay. Do you know any other terms for a bull?
Oh my Lord, it wasn't a polite term, but if you call them man cow, someone said a preacher cow. Just well, you didn't use the word bull in mixed society way back then.
Yeah, time. And what were some others besides those are good ones.
Oh, I've forgotten. I just read something not too long ago about a whole lot of terms that they used for disguise the word bull. It's like using a whole lot of Italian things now that are going to change and they still mean the same thing. I used to be a retarded child, now it's an exceptional child. So being an exceptional child, instead of being something complimentary, it's something to be. That's
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's interesting. This, another thing that's changed like that I think is interesting is the undertaker and the mortuary and the funeral home.
Yes.
You know, this goes through transitions
too.
Yes. Let's see.